Last night, transportation planners in Boulder got to hear the public weigh in on some proposed changes to bike lanes in the city. KGNU's Jim Sawyer was there. He joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Maeve.
So what are some of the changes that are being proposed?
Well, there are four changes that include Folsom Street between Arapahoe and Iris, and Iris Avenue between Broadway and Valmont, 55th Street from Arapahoe to Pearl, and 63rd Street from Gun Barrel to Lookout. And what they're proposing to do is to convert these roads, which get 15,000 to 20,000 vehicle trips a day, from four lanes to two lanes to create a seven-foot buffer bike lane to increase bike safety and the perception of bike safety. There would also be a turn lane, a shared turn lane in the middle.
So are they saying that, I know all of these roads are very busy in terms of traffic and cars. Do transportation planners feel that if we have like a wider buffer, if the lane is wider, more people might avail of cycling on that those thoroughfares because they'll think that they're safer?
That's the hope, that more people get onto the bikes and that the people that are already biking will feel more safety.
Well, I know that there was about 100 people, I think, showed up for the meeting. About 50 people or so spoke on both sides of the issue and some people yet to weigh in. You spoke to several people.
I did. And we're going to lead with Brad Sutton. Brad is opposed and he holds a degree also in transportation planning from CU.
Well, I understand that the city wants to reduce traffic and increase bike ridership, but I think this plan is not the way to do it.
Why do you think it won't work?
Well, I've lived in Boulder all my life, which has been 60 years, and I also happen to have a transportation degree from CU. But most importantly, I ride on these roads or drive these roads every day, and I've seen the traffic issues. In particular, on 55th, they have closed one lane recently. They did it twice for construction and once for a water main break. And both times, they would turn into a traffic nightmare, and that's what they're planning on creating here.
Do you think it will result in more people turning to bicycling?
Unfortunately, I don't. Not to the extent that the city council wants. I think that there already are a lot of alternatives in Boulder for bike travel, and so we have a pretty good participation in bike ridership here. It's 11%, which is tops in the country. And we have bike paths, and there are alternative routes to get where you want to go. You don't have to use the streets. In addition, what they're doing is they're just increasing the size of the bike lanes on the highway. So there are existing ways to get where you want to go.
That was Brad Sutton, who is opposed to the proposal. Last evening, speaking for the proposal is Gary Sprung, who, like many others, is a strong cycling advocate and an advocate for the plan.
I like it. I think it's a good idea.
Will it work?
Yes, I think the city's modeling only that the congestion increase, the amount of travel time difference between Folsom and Broadway on Iris would only be 7 seconds in the busiest time of the day. And I think it will definitely make the street much more amenable to travel by bicycle.
Do you think that it will make bike commuting safer and more appealing?
Absolutely. No question about that.
So that was one of the people that KGNU's Jim Sawyer spoke to ahead of last night's transportation meeting, where members of the public got to weigh in on these changes to the bike lanes on some of the main thoroughfares in Boulder. Iris Avenue and Folsom would lose a lane of traffic in each direction to have an expanded bike lane. Well, Jim, one of the target groups that planners are hoping to get onto their bikes as a result of a wider bike lane are seniors. And I know you got to speak to one such senior.
I did. It is interesting that the planners have identified senior citizens as a target group to be served by this new proposal. However, some Boulder seniors that I spoke with and listened to, including Karen Weber, believe it is contrary to their interests.
As an older person in Boulder, I'm not going to be riding on the streets. I don't care how wide the lanes are. I would like to see something. Iris is a street we use all the time because we live up in North Boulder, and it's the only four-lane cross-town access for North Boulderites, and it's already too crowded. So I think this will slow people down.
Do you think it'll get more people onto bikes?
Very few. Not too many people are going up and down Iris on their bikes right now. I don't think, unless it's a peloton of, you know, pros. No, I actually don't think there's going to be a lot of people out there.
That was Karen Weber. Also, I spoke with Aaron Johnson, and he's our final interview. Aaron is a strong advocate for the plan and believes it will not slow traffic, vehicle traffic, significantly. He does believe it will contribute substantially to biker safety.
I think that it will, well, encourage people who are uncomfortable with riding near or amongst traffic to ride. And I think that there'll be relatively little consequence to the traffic. The studies that I've seen, I think it adds literally seconds, maybe a minute. 78 seconds, I guess, is a minute in some, right? But I think it's a relatively small delay to the cars.
Some of the voices at last night's meeting in Boulder to discuss the proposed changes to some of the bike lanes, some of the expansion of bike lanes. KGNU's Jim Sawyer was there. Well, what's next, Jim?
Well, Maeve, of course, this was the Transportation Advisory Board meeting, and the next up is the City Council that will consider the proposal on June the 16th with an affirmative recommendation, I might add, from the Transportation Advisory Board.
Well, we'll put more information about these proposed changes at our website, news.kgnu.org. Jim Sawyer, thanks very much.
Thank you, Maeve.